Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about one of the most significant programs in the area this morning, Operation Blue Christmas in Spotsylvania. It is a huge event. We're going to get into all the details and how we can all get involved. First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office here this morning. Sean, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Ted. What's going on? How are you today?
I am doing good. You and I, this was a first for me. We did a Facebook Live.
Yeah, we're having a little problem with getting it uploaded, but we did a little Facebook, not live, but we did a little Facebook, I guess, promotional
video.
Oh,
you did? Okay, you recorded it and you're uploading it.
Okay. I'm not good with the Facebook Live. That's why, you know, we have Michelle McGinnis.
She does that. But so we did record something earlier this morning about this, but we were just talking before we got going here about how in the last, what is this, five or six years?
Six years.
I can remember the first one, and it was a really nice little event.
It was a nice little event. I mean, about 6 years ago, we came up with the idea of giving toys back to providing Christmas for needy families in our community. Excuse me. We parked two police cars in front of Walmart, had maybe one or two officers, maybe three.
Yeah.
And as you look, we were stuffing police cars. So we'll stuff one police car, leave one there, send one to the office to unload, and by the time they get back,
the other one's stuffed.
So as you can see, the event has grown. Then we had, I guess, 75 to 100 kids, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah.
They came to the office and got brand new toys, and we try to give coats to those who need it.
And at the time, that was really exciting that you were able to do that.
Yes, it was exciting. We had a Santa Claus. He was in and out early, and then it grew. And then it grew, and then it grew, and then last year we served 675 kids, brand new toys and coats. And then over the years, we looked at Shop with a Cop with some of the monetary donations that we had. We looked at doing Shop with a Cop for teenagers because as we were collecting, we noticed that people will donate for younger kids, but we're forgetting about our teenagers, and they still need a Christmas too. Mm-hmm. You know, our middle school students and even our high school students. So we started taking them shopping with Shop with a Cop. And then we expanded to our senior citizens. And that was like a hit because our senior citizens were getting things that we take for granted. Toilet paper, paper towels. They were buying food. They were buying, you know, household items that they really need. Everyday things that we have in our home and to get what we need done, they were buying those items. So last year, we took 45 teenagers and 45 senior citizens shopping at $100 a piece as well.
I can remember when you added the senior citizen component and how excited they were and how excited Pat Holland was.
Yeah, don't bring Pat up because every time when we do this for Christmas with Pat,
she cries.
She starts crying. She gets me, I'm a big teddy bear, I guess you could say, and she gets me choked up as well.
I just remember the, like you say, the senior citizens just buying some of the basic things and not even using up all their money. They would just, I remember this one man in particular, you all were just begging him, get some more things. And he just said, just give it to somebody else. I got what I need.
I was like, you got $100 to spend.
And he wanted chicken. That's all he wanted.
He wanted some chicken. And I was like, sir, you have $100 to spend. No, I don't want anything else. Well, do you have any household needs or items you want? No, I don't want anything else. So couldn't force them to do it. You know, we have grandparents out there. I have one family that we look out for on a regular basis because she's a single grandmother raising three kids by herself on a fixed income, and she really doesn't have a lot. And I remember when we first started doing our seniors, we were like, hey, you need to go ahead and get some things for yourself. And I never forget, she looked at me and said, as long as these grandbabies are taken care of, I'm happy. I don't want anything. You know, and it's just sad. And then some of the things that these kids ask for is, it's like kids should be asking for toys.
Yeah, right.
And you know, 1 year, it kind of breaks your heart because 1 year I remember the kid asked for a house, somewhere to live.
Yeah.
another kid asked for black work pants so their grandmother can go to work. This year, we have kids asking for slippers. Wow. We have kids asking for blankets. We have kids asking for a set of sheets.
That just shows you what the needs are in this area.
Shows you what the needs are in this area. And, you know, and then you have a lot of kids that are in the hotel motels that are, they got a roof over their head, but they're practically homeless. They're all in this one room.
Yeah.
You know, so you have those folks that you need to think about as well.
Well, and it's funny because in talking with, you hear these stories all the time with Michelle Swisher and,
yes.
and when Amanda Blaylock was on the school board, we would talk about this a lot. And I just heard the other day a teacher was telling me that one of their students, just out of the blue, she went to set up a meeting with the child's parents and found out they were homeless. There are so many of those kind of situations in all schools, and it's not just a certain school. It's everywhere.
It's throughout. It's everywhere, like you said. But you know, you got the kids that are in the Route 1 corridor, but you can't forget the kids that are out in the rural parts of Spotsylvania.
Yeah.
That might have a roof over their head, but there's not really good living conditions, or they just are barely scraping by. They have nothing out there. We have a wonderful child abuse response team, our CART team, and these are a group of wonderful ladies that work with families in crisis, kids that are going through different issues, and they also make sure that all of our kids are, we try to take care of all of our kids. And these ladies work hard. I call them my elves because they work really hard. You know, they're now counting coats, getting the size of coats that we need.
Well, First Sergeant Sean Jones of the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office here this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. And the thing is, you and Sheriff Harris and others with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office have made this just such a big focus. And whether it's, you know, backpacks and things getting ready, or, you know, to go back to school or to take care of Christmas, it's all part of what you do with community policing.
It's all about giving back. It's community policing. It's not about arresting people on a regular basis. It's not about going out. It's not about making arrests. It's about helping those in need. That's another side of law enforcement that a lot of times people forget about.
Yeah.
We're human beings just like you are, but we want to make a difference in our community. And making a difference is by going out, giving back to the community, doing these fundraisers, doing these fund drives to help those in need. My staff puts in a lot of work. As you can see, I'm losing my voice. And, you know, we just did Trunk or Treat.
Yeah.
And
what a
hit. It was a hit. But a couple of us got sick throughout the thing. One of my right-hand deputies, Deputy Blackington, he was out sick for a couple weeks just because we were out in the cold. We were out doing a drug tip back. From drug tip back, we went to Trunk or Treat.
That's right.
So I get my voice back, and then it goes again.
It doesn't stop. And I remember you told me, I saw you in sometime in September, I think, somewhere, and you said to me, between now and the end of the year, I've got no time. I've got no weekend for I'm free.
No, it's because we're out doing drives. We have people that want to contribute to the event, so we're making, I guess, appearances at different places. We just got a lot of things going on. You know, we're out collecting stuff this weekend. We're going to be out the following weekend at the town center, and then the following weekend is the giveaway, December the 16th. So we have a lot of different things that we put in place until this event is over.
It all gets underway. It's been underway for a while, and we're going to talk about that because you've got a lot of businesses and a lot of supporters for this, and have already collected things. But this is the weekend where we really can the community itself, we all can get involved and donate stuff.
Exactly. We can't do it out without the support of the businesses and our local citizens.
And we're going to get into all of that and tell you where and when you can drop stuff off this weekend. Operation Blue Christmas underway in Spotsylvania. First Sergeant Sean Jones here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Operation Blue Christmas with Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. Our focus this morning, First Sergeant Sean Jones is here. Boy, you see, Sean, just some really heartbreaking things, and you get to know families. You're able to help a lot of people, but boy, your stories, and I always go back to you with a lot of people that whenever we start feeling smug around here or feeling, you know, we're doing pretty well in our area. You see a different side of that.
We have a lot of community support in our community, and we're very thankful for that, with the support that the community gives gives the sheriff's office to help pull off events like this.
The huge weekend. This is the weekend that we can all get involved and get involved in providing things. And there's a couple. You're going to be at a couple of locations.
We're going to be all out this weekend. Members of the sheriff's office is going to be one of our number one locations. Is going to be at the Walmart down in South Point. We're going to be there today from Walmart and Toys R Us in Central Park. We're going to be at both locations today from noon until 8 p.m. And then tomorrow, we're going to be down the Walmart again, Toys R Us again, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. But then tomorrow, we're going to be at Spotsylvania Town Center. And at Spotsylvania Town Center, we're going to be there from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. when the mall closes. There's a new toy store in the mall. So if you want to donate a toy, go check out the new toy store in the mall. And we'll be in the food court, bring it down to the food court, give it to our deputies and detectives that will be there. We will have one of our police vehicles inside of the mall so you can cover the cruiser, make donations by covering our cruiser. So this year we have one of our Chevy Tahoes. That's a big vehicle. So hopefully we can cover that whole vehicle, because everything that we do leads up to the items and goods that we need to help pull this event off. For example, we want to make sure that all kids leave with a brand new coat, hats, scarves, everything that they need to keep warm in the wintertime. Well, we want to make sure those kids leave for that. So your donations will help pay for coats that we won't get. So we work with a lot of local businesses. Sears has been very good to us when we want to go in and buy coats. Walmart has always been good to us as well. So we want to make sure kids have brand new coats and stay warm throughout the wintertime. And then when things are left over, we try to help our senior citizens and our teenagers with Shop with a Cop. I mean, we did about 90 people last year. That's over $9,000 that we had to raise to make that event happen. So it's a lot of work that goes into this as well, because once we finish this, we have our giveaway at the sheriff's office. We have tents out there with children's activities. We have pizza that we have to get. And we also gave out hot dogs, chips, and drinks last year as well.
It's a huge event. We'll get into that. That's going to be in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk about that as we go along this morning. So what's going on this weekend? So whether I'm stopping at Walmart or Toys R Us or over at the mall, you can do a number of things. Cash donations, but if you can do toys.
We take cash donations. We take toys. We take, like I said, brand new coats, scarf, gloves, hats. And another thing that helps us out a lot too is Walmart gift cards. Because Walmart gift cards helps us do our Shop with a Cop event as well.
I can remember a couple of years ago at the event where that you have out at the courthouse with the pickup event, and I think you were low on coats, and it was just an amazing. You got on the phone and you got just an incredible amount of coats.
It's amazing because it's the business partnerships we have. I got to give a huge shout out to my boy Billy Kennedy. From Total Property Services. He does a lot for us. That year you're talking about, I had Billy come out there and see what we were doing, and he saw how we were working with people and giving stuff away. We ran out of coats. I called Billy up and said, hey, I need some new, we need some more coats. We're completely out of coats for this event. He said, well, what do you need? I said, I don't know, whatever you want to donate. He said, I'll give you $1,000 or $1,500.
Yeah.
He said, when do you need it? And I was like, we need it now.
Yeah.
And he said, what? I said, now, we need cash now. So he said, well, what are you thinking? So I called Kohl's and said, hey.
It was Kohl's.
So I called Kohl's and said, hey, we need $1,500 worth of coats, like right in front of the store for boys and girls right now. Lady's like, you're playing, right? I was like, no, I'm not playing. I was like, we need $1,500 worth of coats in the stores within the next 10 minutes. This is a prank call. It's like, do I need to call your manager? I just got off the phone with her. Oh, we can make it happen. So we had somebody in a police vehicle, maybe ran lights and sirens to Kohl's, and they got coats. Thanks to the generosity of my buddy Billy. They got coats, came back to the sheriff's office. We did that within, 20 minutes, half an hour?
It was quick. Yeah.
But we made it happen.
And it shows just the level of commitment that you have with businesses. I mean, you've been working with businesses on this, I know, since the summer, lining all of this up.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, I try to get back to everyone, and it's just amazing. I was at lunch with a friend of mine last week. We were just sitting down having lunch, and these people started coming over and talking to us, like, hey, it's my day off, just want to have lunch. And I wound up staying at this business, Orleans Bistro and Grill, and I wound up staying in there for about, eating lunch. I'm trying to just chill, have lunch, and the owner came over and talked to me, and then she brought some friends over that they were feeding homeless people for Thanksgiving and opening a restaurant. I'm just like, okay, how can we get the word out? I said, man, it's my day off, but we sat down and talked and got them out and got them helping people for Thanksgiving. And while there, they wanted to do something with the sheriff's office. And I was like, that's kind of tight, but let's see what we can do. So next Friday, December the 8th, I believe, from 5 until 11:30, they're going to open up their restaurant. They have a DJ, a nice event where we can collect more coats, brand new toys, and monetary donations. We were going around yesterday dropping off boxes there and dropping off a box at a hair salon, and the lady in the hair salon overheard me talking to the owner. She's like, hey, tell me about this program y'all got going on. And I was like, okay. And she took down my information. She's like, can I get a box? I was like, sure, we'll bring you a box. So we're just trying to get boxes out to everybody. I mean, you got car places that have boxes there.
Yeah.
My man Brian McGuire from Illusion Wraps, he did the wrap out there on your B101.5 vehicle.
Yeah.
And he has a box in his shop. And he makes a good donation there from his clients. You know, we have restaurants that have boxes throughout the county. I talked to Sears, and Sears even is going to put a box in their store to help get coats from their store. We have restaurants, Fredericksburg off the Don is, they always come out and help out very big. Dr. Elmy, I go there with my son to get his braces adjusted, and wind up sitting
my
there
kids
talking
went
about,
there too.
Yeah, exactly. And we wind up talking about Operation Blue Christmas and how can they help. And they're like, I need a box. Make sure you bring me a box. So they'll hit me up on Facebook. Can you bring me a box? We have a lot of different businesses, a lot of restaurants. Huge shout out to Chancellor's Village. Chancellor's Village is always giving back to our community. They did a fundraiser. They did a spaghetti dinner for us. We were able to raise over $1,000 to help people. So I got to give them a huge shout out. And every year we get something different from Chancellor's Village because we have folks there that are older and they want to donate.
Yeah.
One year we got a prom dress. So it was a joke. We, you know, everybody had it on their desk. I think we got a fur coat one year. So, but we get a lot of toys and a lot of nice jackets from the folks at Chancellor's Village. And we just have a lot of people that want to be involved, that want to help. Bob Evans, they have a box there. And Deputy Blacken went by there a couple of days ago and emptied their box already. Their box gets filled.
Wow.
And we have people, we bring boxes out, and it was like, that box is too small. We're going to need 3 or 4 boxes. So we try to accommodate them and get more boxes to them.
Well, so if a business or if somebody wants a box, just contact the sheriff's office?
Just contact the sheriff's office. First Sergeant Jones, at sjones@spotsylvania.va.us, or my office number, 540-507-7107. Somebody will try to get a box out to you.
Because it occurs to me, the more boxes you can have out, it's nice to be able to do the big collections like you're doing this weekend. But if the boxes aren't so much manpower for you guys.
It's not a lot of manpower. I mean, we went from 2 deputies in 2012, I believe, to about, I think last night we started collecting. I had about, 7 or 8 employees at the Walmart, 5 or 6 more at Toys R Us. Last night was kind of slow, but our event is growing, so we tossed the extra day in there. But I think today and tomorrow is going to pick up. So I'll have about 20 employees out working throughout the weekend. Each day.
And again, this is a huge commitment. Sheriff Harris, from the day he took office, has embraced this.
You know, it's great how the sheriff embraces this, but it's just about everybody in the sheriff's office is involved. You have your deputies involved. You have our detectives involved, our command staff, our families. You even have your friends come out and help. Last year, a friend of mine, she got up and brought her daughter to shop with a cop. And they helped with shop with a cop. Yeah. And then when they left shop with the cop, they came back to the sheriff's office and helped out. And that giveaway day, we started about 6 a.m. And last year, we went to about 7 or 8 at night. So it's a lot of work that everybody puts together. And it's a family affair.
Yeah. Now, and in the next segment, we'll talk about the collection day at the sheriff's office. But you've got detectives and people who will dress up as elves and things like that. You got Santa's helpers.
And then we have the police escort for Santa to come into the event itself. It's amazing. You've seen the videos. You shot the videos.
Yeah. Yeah, so no, it's a huge event, and that's why it's great to be able to talk about it and get others involved. Again, if you want a box to collect some of these items for coats and toys and things like that, contact the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. First Sergeant Sean Jones here. Operation Blue Christmas is underway. This is the big weekend at Walmart, Toys R Us, and tomorrow at the mall from 10 to 10, there will be collection points. And again, we'll give you all the information on that. As we continue on this morning, we'll take a break. We'll be back with First Sergeant Sean Jones on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
First Sergeant Sean Jones with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office here this morning. Operation Blue Christmas, our focus this weekend is the weekend where they're gathering a lot of toys and all kinds of stuff. And your chance to be involved, the South Point Walmart, it's tonight or today. It starts this afternoon.
At noon to 8, South Point Walmart, and also Toys R Us in Central Park.
And then the both of those locations again tomorrow.
Yep. In the 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And then the Spotsylvania Town Center from 10 to 10.
10 to 10 in the food court in front of Sears.
So all kinds of opportunities that you guys are around. And like you said, a lot of people are spending a lot of time a lot of from the sheriff's office are involved in this whole effort.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, a lot of people from the sheriff's office is involved in this effort. A lot of businesses are involved, and a lot of citizens. Citizens are the ones that come out and help make these events happen and make it possible.
Well, and boy, you know, we talk about how this has been nonstop. I just remembered really everything started for you with the hurricanes. You were involved with some pretty impressive hurricane relief efforts.
Yeah, we were able to, you know, with the help of the Commonwealth Attorney's Office, the citizens of Spotsylvania, and the Just a Hand, they reached out to us as well. And we were able to send 2 truckloads of goods to Texas and 1 to Florida. I think it's amazing how we came together. We put that together like a day and a half. We met on a Thursday, and the sheriff, I got called into the sheriff's office, and man, am I in trouble again or what? got called into the sheriff's office with our Commonwealth attorney, Travis Bird, and I had some people reach out to me, and I was off trying not to do police work, but I kept getting phone calls, and the sheriff was like, do what you do, and I said, okay, this is what I need, and he said, whatever you need, we'll make it happen. Our volunteer fire department stepped up and came out and supported us as well. And the community rallied behind us, helping others that were in need. So we hope, you know, we do what we do because if anything happens here in Spotsylvania County, hopefully someone will come out and help us.
Yep, you did that with the tornado.
We did it in Essex County as well. So we always try to help others in need and also try to take care of our home and our community here in Spotsylvania County.
And it's Operation Blue Christmas this weekend in Spotsylvania, though it's been going on and all the pre-work and a lot being collected. We're going to take just a quick detour from this, and we're going to talk more about Operation Blue Christmas. But boy, this is a time of year, besides all of this, I know that the
holiday sheriff's safety. We're busy.
For you guys, there's so many people out. And a lot of what we talk about when we talk about holiday safety is just common sense and paying
attention.
Common sense.
Stay alert. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of what's going on around you. Keep your purses close by. You know, you go to Walmart, and I see people I know, and it's a pet peeve of mine. Every time I see them, they're shopping with their purse in their basket, with their back turned, getting something off of a shelf. So I walk up to them sometimes. If I know them, I'll take their purse. And they're like, what in the world's going on? I was like, that's why it's important that you keep it strapped to your body at all times. You never know. This time of year, people are desperate because they want to provide Christmas for their family as well. Shoplifting is up. People are going to shoplift. People are going to steal from other people as well. So keep your purses close by. Stay alert. Pay attention to your surroundings. If you go and go shopping and you buy that large ticket item that your loved one or your kid wants for Christmas, common sense says not to put it in the back seat of your vehicle where people can walk by and see it. Take that extra time, put the item in the trunk. And if it's something real big and expensive, go home, take it home, secure it at home, and then come back out and go shopping. But everybody wants convenience, but we got to have common sense as well.
Well, the other thing I know that we often talk about, and you talk about this time of year, if when you get that nice thing, or if you're going away for the holidays, don't post it on Facebook right away.
Oh man,
it's
funny, man, because you know everybody went out Black Friday shopping. And then everybody's like, okay, I got lucky at Walmart or wherever and got my big 52-inch TV, got that new laptop. And they're posting all their bargains on Facebook. So you're letting somebody know what you have in your home. And that's not right. So if you get these items for Christmas, don't advertise on Facebook what you're buying for Christmas or what you got for Christmas. And then also, when you get these items, dispose of the boxes and the packages properly. You know, everybody goes by that big screen TV. And Christmas morning, as you ride down through the neighborhoods, you see that big screen TV box laying out right in front of the garbage can. You see that brand new Xbox or PlayStation 4 box laying out in front of the garbage can. Those big ticket items laying out there. So you're telling somebody what you have in your house and what's brand new. And you never know who's watching you. So be alert. Be aware of what's going on. Be aware of what you're posting on Facebook. Be aware of what you have out in front of your trash cans, in front of your homes. Be aware of how you secure your packages when you go shopping. It's all about common sense.
Yeah.
And also lock your doors.
Well, for your cars and your house.
Cars and your house. Lock your doors. I mean, how many times do we have to say it? Lock your doors. Keep it out of sight. Hide it. Lock it. Lock your doors. And a lot of times people are so comfortable in their neighborhoods and in their homes, they don't lock their doors. And you got people that are shopping. I call it car shopping because they're going to go from yard to yard to yard to see if they can find a door that's unlocked. They will take your change. They will take your money. Some people have taken firearms. Some people have taken computers. Lock the stuff up. Keep it out of sight. Kick your valuables inside the home with you.
Well, and I had a situation yesterday. I took the dog for a walk in the afternoon, knowing I was just going to go around the block. I was going to be gone for maybe 10 minutes.
Yes.
I didn't lock the door, and all of a sudden, until I saw, there was somebody going door to door.
Exactly. And Ted, you've been through the safety classes.
I know.
You've come to safety classes, Ted. Now I need to smack you on the hand again.
Yes, come on,
Ted. I keep telling you, you come to our safety classes. I mean, it happens to everyone. You know, you got people that are comfortable in the neighborhoods.
They get comfortable.
They leave their front door open, or their kids are outside playing, so they leave their front door open. Or they go for a walk and leave that garage door open as well, right? So you never know who's watching you, and you never know what people are thinking.
No.
Bad guys are everywhere.
No, and I've left my car unlocked in the last year. And
I think you had an incident with it, right? You got hit, right?
Yeah.
See, Ted?
It's two times in the last 3 years.
Come on, Ted. Work with us.
Work with us, Ted.
Help. I'm going to have to get you a sticker. Lock your door. Send you a reminder on your phone.
Yeah. No, it is. It's very easy. And you'll think, it won't happen tonight. But there are bad people out there.
There's people out there. People are desperate. Like I said, people want to try to provide Christmas for their family. They might be going through some difficult times, and they go through extreme measures just to try to provide Christmas. You know, you also got people that have drug issues that might be trying to feed their drug habit. You never know what's out there.
Yeah, and we've done shows with you on the, with the opioids and how that's
opiate and heroin epidemic. Yes,
just terrible. So anyway, just to,
and speaking of the drugs or whatever, you know how we do drug take back. We do it in the spring and the fall, but I'm pleased to announce that we have a drug take back box in the lobby of the sheriff's office. Okay, we don't take syringes, we don't take fluids or anything like that. But your unused or unwanted medication is in the sheriff's office. You can secure it in a box in the sheriff's office. I mean, we're getting an average of 20 plus pounds of drugs almost a week. Anywhere from 11 to 20 pounds of drugs a week now. And it's doing normal business hours when the sheriff's office is open. There's a box right there in the lobby. No questions asked.
Just drop it off.
Follow the instructions, though, because we want to make sure our people are safe. No syringes and no liquid items as well.
Okay. I knew that was coming, and I had forgotten that we did it. Okay. First Sergeant Sean Jones here, Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. Operation Blue Christmas, our focus. We'll again talk about the drop-off points this weekend, but we talked a little bit earlier that when the day you give all this away, and this will be on the 16th.
December the 16th, yes.
What a huge day that is. You've got to see it to believe it.
It's a huge day. It's busy, but it's worth it.
The kids come. You provide them, like you say, with a lunch. You provide them with.
They have opportunity to meet Santa.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Claus if she's around. They meet Santa and Mrs. Claus, and they each leave with a brand new coat. We have toys that are set up, and based on what they ask for, we try to fulfill that. We don't give out Xboxes or PlayStations or video games or electronics, but basic stuff like Legos, Matchbox cars, baby dolls, action figures, sport items. Those are some of the types of items that we do give away. So we try to give away items that to the kids that they request. And then when we're walking out the door, our elves got to give a huge shout out to Detective Kelly Mills and Sue Cantrell. They're like the elves that handle all of the coats. So as they're going out, they make sure kids leave with coats, nice hats, gloves, scarves, you name it. Got to give another shout out to Melanie Bibbins. She's one of our elves since the beginning. And each year we got more and more people jumping on board.
Well, the sheriff's office this time of year is just transformed because you do all these collections and you got to store them somewhere. You're running out of space. There.
Yeah, we're running out of space. It gets bigger and bigger every year. And if you come in behind closed doors in our community room and the halls of the sheriff's office, it looks like the North Pole with all of the toys that are spread throughout.
Well, you begin that day, the kids, that you, and people get on a list. You get the list of from the schools.
You mentioned Michelle Patton Swisher. She provides us with a list of kids that are in need. Our child abuse response team provides us with a list of kids that they run into that to need social services sometimes gets with us. And we get a lot of phone calls for people in need, and we can validate that they are in need. We'll try to accommodate as many as we can. Last year, our deputies were adopting families that they saw out in the community that were in need. We also had deputies actually going through some of the areas providing toys for folks. Deputy Jurgens, Sean Jurgens, he's real. He works a lot with the Hispanic community, and he will come in on his day off, and whatever's left from our big giveaway, he'll load up vans and go help families throughout the community. He'll load up a van, takes coats, toys, you name it. And they got to the point where we were helping people. I was at home one night, and I got a phone call and from a kid. It was like a 13-year-old kid that needed help for her siblings for Christmas because her parents couldn't speak English.
Wow.
So I called Deputy Jurgens and said, hey, can you like help, you know, call, translate, help, and see what we need to do? So I think it was a family of four kids. And it was funny because Deputy Jurgens was like, I got it. So on his way to roll call, he had these kids in his police car coming to the office and helping them provide Christmas for their family. And then he was like, well, we got some older kids. You got any more gift cards? I was like, I got some Toys R Us gift cards. And next thing you know, he's knocking on my door at home with a carload of kids at Christmas. Him and Deputy Watson helped making sure these kids had a good Christmas, and they're coming to my house while, you know, I'm at home eating dinner. Next thing you know, he's there. Hey, man, you got gift cards? You got the kids in the car? Come on out and say hi. It's like, man, you know. But he always goes above and beyond. He's the deputy that helped the kid who had his bike stolen.
Oh, yeah.
And made sure the kid got a bike. So we got to give him a huge shout out as well.
Boy, I was just going to say, Sean, it never stops for you and any of you guys.
It doesn't stop. I mean, you know, what people don't realize is during this time, we give up. We're not out Christmas shopping. So we're out 2 or 3 days before Christmas trying to hustle to get Christmas for our family or trying to get the things that we need. But we don't take a break. I mean, we're nonstop phone calls 24/7. Your personal Facebook page blows up. I mean, it's nonstop. You know, I'm here with you this morning, leaving here, going to the office, sending out some emails and so forth. And then it's toy collecting mode. And I tell people, this time of year, I apologize if I don't call you back or whatever, it's just, we're focused on tour drive. Getting toys and collecting money to make this happen.
Well, thank you. Thank you to you and everybody.
It's a team effort.
This is something I know that's just has become just a passion for you. And you continue to, even as we go along this morning when we take breaks, you're on the phone answering people's, you know, answering questions that people have and responding to things. It just never ends.
Oh, yeah.
It's Operation Blue Christmas. It's in Spotsylvania. It's this weekend. Walmart, Toys R Us, and the mall are the big collection points, and we'll give you all the information on how you can become involved and also get a box. If your business would like to have one of these boxes that First Sergeant Jones has talked about this morning. We'll do that when we wrap it up here on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
First Sergeant Sean Jones here this morning. Operation Blue Christmas, our focus, the huge event. You said 675 kids last
That's
year.
That's what we did last year.
Last year, and I know the number keeps going up.
Oh, yeah, every year it goes up. So our goal this year is to hit over 700 kids, and I think with the help of the community and the support of the community, we can make that happen.
Well, we're going to go through all the final, just kind of the final information in case you missed it before we get out of here. But real quick, you're clean shaven this morning. People have seen you in the last month or so will have noticed it was No Shave November for you and the sheriff and others.
A lot of the deputies got involved with No Shave November. The public loved the fact that, you know, we were walking around with beards and so forth. It was for No Shave November. The month is over, so last night, with the help of some clippers, I tried to do it with the razor, but it got a little tough. So with the help of some clippers, we were able to get it gone.
Now you look, because I don't know that I saw pictures of you, but I didn't see you in the last month, but you had a different look for sure.
I mean, I kept it edged up and trimmed up the best I could, but it was a different look. Kind of miss it, but it's December the 1st, so November's over. I probably could have pushed it the weekend a little bit, but I didn't want to risk it, so it's bye-bye. So I guess my face is going to be cold this weekend.
Yeah, so in this, you raise money.
We raise money at I think it's almost over $3,000, if it's not there, close to it, for the Grace Auden Foundation, very worthwhile cause. It was a good event.
Wow, the giving never stops. You guys are always involved in something.
Oh yeah, you know we're finishing 2017 strong in heart, so now we just got to get ready for 2018.
As we finish up here, the collection points this weekend, it starts at noon today.
Yeah, collection today starts at noon. From noon to 8 today, we're going to be at the Walmart down in Southport. And from noon to 8 today as well, we're going to be at Toys R Us in Central Park. Tomorrow, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., we're at Toys R Us and also Walmart. And then also tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., we're going to be at the Spotsylvania Town Center near the food court, stuffing our police cruisers and also covering our police cruisers with monetary donations for Operation Blue Christmas. And then also next Saturday, December the 9th, our explorers are doing a toy drive in the mall at the town center. Our police explorers are doing that to help support the cause of Operation Blue Christmas. Great bunch of kids, ages 14 to 21, who are pursuing a career in law enforcement, and they're running that event next week. Also, you know, they're going to be there trying to raise and cover another cruiser. So it's another good event for Operation Blue Christmas. We got parades coming up this weekend, both in Spotsylvania County and in the city of Fredericksburg. So be aware of traffic information. Be aware of your road closures
and so forth. Yeah.
And then once you finish the parade, come check us out for Operation Blue Christmas.
And the age range, like, for toys that you're looking for?
Elementary school kids, kindergarten to fifth grade. Actually, kindergarten to fifth grade, we do accommodate some sixth graders because they like athletic stuff. If we have it, we're going to give it away to the kids.
Yeah.
But like I said, we need those monetary donations, those Walmart gift cards for our Shop with a Cop program. Target has given us a donation this year as well, so we should be able to cover some of the folks with the Target donation. We're still waiting for that to come in. But our Walmart donations, Walmart gift cards, you know, please donate. Local businesses, check some of the local businesses. I think we're going to start previewing businesses maybe on Facebook where you can drop off some stuff. There's just so many, we can't list them all at one time.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get that out as well. It's a very good cause, helping your community, giving back to your community, and helping those that are in need. I'm happy to say we're blessed. I'm blessed. And I'm blessed. I have nice stuff. My kids are taken care of. But there are kids and families out there who don't have stuff and who don't have items. And that's why it's important for Operation Blue Christmas for Sheriff Harris and the staff to get this event done.
No, there's a lot of kids and senior citizens.
Senior citizens, too. We can't forget them.
Part of that, too. Well, Sean, thank you for what you do.
Hey, Ted, thank you for everything that you do for us. And we'll see you tomorrow, right?
We'll see you tomorrow, Ted. I'll be by. You get some pictures this afternoon of what you're doing. Operation Blue Christmas in Spotsylvania.
Real quick, Ted, I sent you the locations we're going to be at, so if you don't mind posting it on Facebook, check Ted out on Facebook.
We will do that. We'll get it out there. First Sergeant Sean Jones, Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. Check it out, Operation Blue Christmas in Spotsylvania this weekend.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.